discerninghearts.com presents a special edition of Inside the Pages, courtesy of Ignatius Press, as we go inside the film Mary of Nazareth. Mary of Nazareth is an epic new motion picture on the life of Mary, Mother of Christ, from her childhood through the resurrection of Jesus. Alyssa Young, who plays Mary of Nazareth, is a German-born actress who made her stage debut in 1997 at the age of 16. She has acted in a multitude of TV movies and series in Europe. Her most recent film is the mystery thriller Open My Eyes. Alyssa founded a nonprofit charitable foundation for Haiti entitled Pens, Paper, and Peace, which raises funds in Germany and other countries to fund and build schools for the poorest children of Haiti. We now begin our discussion with actress Alyssa Young. Alyssa, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Mary of Nazareth is beautiful. It would not work unless it had the right person in that beautiful title role. And from everything I saw and from what I've heard from others, the right person, that was you.
Thank you for this compliment.
What led you to take this on?
It was a challenge, but I think Mary is really interesting, and I was really interested in Mary as a woman, as a mother, as a loving mother, and in, I was interested in all these conflicts she has in her life. So I was really happy to play this role and to have this challenge.
How did you come about being involved in the film?
My agency called me. My German agency, and they told me that there will be an audition with an Italian director, that he will be in Berlin for 2 days casting. And I told them, well, but I'm not here in Berlin at this time because I have a project in Haiti. We fundraise money for 2 schools in the slums of Port-au-Prince. So I was in Haiti at this time. I wanted to leave this day. Uh-huh. And so they told me, well, but it's an international audition. You have to go there. And I said, well, but I cannot. I'm in Haiti. So they told me, yeah, well, you have to do an internet audition, an e-casting. But I said, well, but I'm in Haiti. There's no internet. And they told me, well, then you have to do it now. And I said, wow, but I have to leave in 3 hours. How? And they sent me the screenplay, and I did a 5 scenes of Mary in front of my PC, and a friend of mine was helping me out with the kids, and then I sent the e-casting and I went through the airport and left for Haiti. And when I came back, my agency called me and said, well, you have to go to Rome, they want to meet you. And so it all starts.
Goodness. As you're heading out the door to help with this incredible nonprofit that you have helped to establish, why don't you tell us just a little bit about Pens, Paper, and Peace?
Well, that's one of the main part of my work right now. It started right 2007. A friend of mine who worked in Haiti as a doctor told me about a project there on an organization which is an NGO called NPH, and he asked me if I could help them, and I said, well, then first of all, I have to see how they work, and I traveled to Haiti to know them. And I was there for a few days, and it really impressed me. This country impressed me because it's really beautiful. It's amazingly beautiful, and the people there are so strong and so beautiful from the heart. And on the other side, there's so much poorness, and it's incredible. I've never seen this before. I knew it, but seeing it with your eyes and feeling it, it's something totally different. So I came back to Germany. I thought, well, I have to do something. And together with a friend, we founded a little organization or a little campaign, which is called Schools for Haiti. And we fundraise. Our concept is to fundraise money with German kids, mainly with German kids. We go to schools and they do like a little theater plays or little flea markets to fundraise money. And that's how we finance the schools. But of course, we have private donations as well now. And so at the beginning, we were doing this as two person privately, and then we thought, well, we have to do it like a real NGO, and we ask other friends to join us, and so now we are like 10 friends, and the organization is called Pen Paper Peace, and yes, we are ruling the campaign Schools for Haiti.
That reaching out to the poor, particularly those children, caring for them, it is something that really, it touches the heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, it touches the heart, but it touches the heart to see the German kids, how they start to think about poorness and how they start to think about how great it is that they have the possibility to go to school, that they have the possibility to have food every day. And so it's very beautiful to be in the German schools, but as well, it's every year when we are in Haiti and to visit our pupils there, it's so amazingly beautiful to see these kids. And right now we have about 600 kids there in these schools, and every day they get something to eat from us. There's a doctor who's coming every week, and they are able to learn, because it's incredible. In Haiti, normally you have to go to school, but you have to pay for the school. So, and more of one-fifth of the population has less than €1 a day, so they mm-hmm. are not able to pay a school. So a lot of kids are working, and that's... Yeah, well, that's not good for the kids, and that's not good for the country as well, because the country has to become stronger. And we think that education is the best way to help.
And incredible when you think about it. I mean, I would imagine the dedication you have to your acting career, but then to have this as an aspect or a part of your life. The compassion and the love that, as you speak of this nonprofit that you have set up for these children, it's the same type of love that seems to come through the film as you're portraying the mother for many, who is the mother of the greatest love.
Well, thank you. When I thought of Mary, I thought, well, she's the most loving woman I know. It's everything she does is full of love, so it's great to hear that you say there was some love in the performance. Because I think, yeah, that's one of the main characters, I don't know how to say it, of Mary.
We mentioned earlier about the challenge of playing this very beloved woman. There is a great deal of joy that comes through as you are expressing her. And I think that's what so many hearts have desired. Your Mary is a very strong, joy-filled woman.
Well, thank you. Because I thank you, because it's really what I try to do. Because at the beginning, of course, when I knew I would have the challenge to play the role of Mary, I thought, well, whoa, it's Nike, and it's so many people are thinking about her, and what should I do? And then I thought, well, but I'm not interested in the icon. I'm not interested in something which is written somewhere. I'm interested in the human being, in the woman. And I think, and when I thought of her, I thought, well, as I told you, she's the most loving woman, but she's brave as well. The young Mary, she's so young, and she takes the risk to be stoned, to lose the man she loves, to lose her family, because she's believing so strong, and she goes her way, and that's impressive, I think. And in the second half, the older Mary, she's such a strong woman, because she loves so much her son, but she knows that she has to let him go, that she will lose him, that she will lose him for something bigger and higher. I don't know. It's really, I think, for every mother, it's so hard to handle the situation, to let the children go. And Mary has to do it in a very strong and very difficult way, because she more or less knows that she will lose her son more than just let him go to live in another house. It's a really hard story for her, I think. So she's a strong woman, I think.
The film really is about relationship. Relationships are so beautiful, and you have to have a relationship even with the actors in your portrayals. I mean, you have to have connection. For example, with Luca Marinelli, that plays Joseph, there mm-hmm. is a real connection and a real relationship.
It was beautiful to shoot with all the actors there because we were a strong group. Normally you hear this every time after a movie. Oh, it was such a lovely group of people and it was so great. But to be honest, I'm working in this business since 15 years and I never had this. I never had a film with so many actors. I really would love to stay longer than just 2 months. I really enjoyed working with them and staying with them there. We were like a big family. It was great. It was really great.
And it was key, too, in your interaction with Andre Pichman as Jesus. There was some nuances in his portrayal that, I've never really seen before in a depiction. And the relationship that you two have, it's a very, very touching.
Thank you. But he's a wonderful actor and a wonderful human being. He's great. I didn't know him before, even if we are both German. I didn't know him. And I'm glad that I met him. Actually, we're not living far away from each other. We are living both in Berlin East. So now we see. I think he's great. And I like his performance as well.
What were some of the things that surprised you in the course of making this film?
Well, surprised me. Mm-hmm. Well, there was nothing surprising, but there was a lot of stuff going on which was just different than other films I did. Because you have to know, we shot in Tunisia, and we shot with Italians, Tunisians, Spanish people, German. So we had we shot in English, but the set language was more or less English, French, Arab, a bit Spanish, a bit German when Andreas and I were on set. And so it was every moment a big mixture of culture and language, which was just confusing at the beginning. But then it was just great. And we had every time we had animals and 50 extras on set, mm-hmm. and so it was every time a huge set, and it was a big experience to do this.
If you don't mind sharing, you are a mother yourself. You have children.
Yes.
Was there something that your motherhood brought into this role, especially in the early scenes I'm thinking of that scene in the Nativity with the shepherds and the child is being given to them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I love this scene.
I know as a mom, you just want to protect, but yet
yeah.
you almost have to go against that in this particular moment.
Yeah. But of course, I think it helped a lot that I'm a mother because Mary is like the symbol of the mother, and I think it's Giacomo decided quite well in taking an actress who is a mother because I think it's quite important for the Mary because it helped a lot. It helped like imagine to be pregnant, imagine to have a child, but as well later on because my kids are quite big as well. So my son is already 13 years old. So this conflict to let the kids go, it started already in my life. So I could see this conflict. So, and as an actress, you always search like little points inside yourself, which you can connect to the character you're playing. So it's everything you can take, your experience is good.
Yeah, you mentioned the director, Giacomo Cappiotti. What was it like working, if you don't mind me say, as a German, in this international cast filled with Italians and so many others trying to express something that's so emotional?
Well, it was great. It was confusing at the beginning because I never shot in English before. Mm-hmm. And Giacomo is great, and he's such a warm-hearted person, and it was really great working with him. But on set, it was confusing because I'm German. I'm quite used to have like mm-hmm. everything is clear and everything is quiet. It's going with the flow. I don't know how to say. Mm-hmm. And with Giacomo, it's just every time different, and he's there in behind the camera talking to you and gesticulating, and so at the beginning it was confusing for me, but then I started to like it, and I started to really to enjoy it, and as well to work with all the Italians, and I really loved it, and it was great because in school I learned a bit Italian that I never talked because I was always afraid, and then there, as many Italians don't speak a lot of English, I had to speak Italian. It was great. It was, for me, it was a great experience.
Through the course of this film, there are several scenes that are just also heart-wrenching. No matter where you are in someone's faith life or their spiritual life, the passion of Jesus, that time of carrying the cross, is, no matter how you look at it, is an excruciating scenes. It can really penetrate people's hearts. And your particular role in that as the mother of Jesus, as Mary, following him on that I can't imagine emotionally what that must have been like to play.
It was quite hard, to be honest. I liked it as well because it's a big and important part of Mary. Mm-hmm. And I liked as well Giacomo's idea to give, like, Mary her own way of passion. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like she's climbing up the hill as well, and she's suffering as well. But it was hard to shoot. It was hot, and we had to wear all these clothes, and I really had to climb up this hill again and again and again, and there was wind and there was sand in my eyes, and I had to look there, and we shot it like for 3 days. We were at Golgotha, and it was really hard. At the end of such a day, I just wanted to go in my bed and sleep, and I didn't want to see anyone because it's just, you're just empty after this.
That scene of you climbing the hill, climbing Golgotha, getting up there, and is just one of the, as a mother, that feeling in the heart. I mean, it was so beautifully conveyed, but I can see where it would emotionally be incredibly draining.
Yeah, it was. Oh. It was.
Having to be strong even though others are weak. Learning how to trust. I would imagine the work that you've done with your nonprofit and watching and trying to reach out to the poor, having those times where you've just had to trust that it's going to work out. You got to have faith.
Yeah, well, personally, I'm quite good in trusting.
Good.
I don't know if something what was given to me through my parents, perhaps, I don't know. I'm quite good in trusting. Sometimes I trust too much that it will work out fine.
Well, I don't know if that's possible. Can we trust too much? That's interesting.
Philosophic question.
Very. What is it you hope that the person watching this particular portrayal of Mary of Nazareth, what would you hope they'd come away with?
I hope that they will, of course, it's the biblical story, but I think most of the people who watch the movie know the story. So it's not about telling the facts of a story, I think. It's more about telling about the people, about the persons, about the human beings who live this story. So I don't know. It's not that I want to give a message. It's just I just try to perform my Mary, the Mary of our screenplay, and I hope that there's something. But you in the beginning, your words were just beautiful, and when I heard it, I thought, well, we did the work we should do. So because it was, yeah, that there's no particular message, but it's just to see the people, to see really the human beings in this story. I think this is the thing which was interesting for me.
What you've done is extraordinary. I think your portrayal is the one that speaks to so many hearts. You've given definition. You've given a visual for someone a lot of people have come to know personally. And you've done it well. Didn't violate any of their...
Thank you.
Something that's very precious. You handled it with so much dignity. There was so much dignity to your performance. They cheer that on. Has it been shown yet in Europe?
Yes, yes, it has been. In Italy, it was a great success. Well, they showed it last year at Easton, and in the television, and they had about 30%. So in Italy, it was a great success. Well, in Germany, it's quite, I think it's a bit difficult with movies like this, so it was as well in the first program in television, but it was not that successful as in Italy.
Mm. And what was the reaction that you had from people you met then in Italy after they saw your performance?
Well, I don't know if you know, but we went to the Vatican as well to show mm-hmm. the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pope mm-hmm. Benedict saw the movie, and well, he as well just said thank you for my performance and that he really appreciated this. Yeah, it's mostly it was just a thank you.
And that's pretty nice when people say thank you.
You know? It was. It's amazing. I really appreciate this. That's it's much more nicer than say, hey, you're great. Yeah, as you said, I think it's a big challenge to be Marian. So it's if people say thank you, it means a lot.
Mm, beautiful. Does it disappoint you a little bit that in Germany the reception may not be as warm as, say, is in a country as Italy or what I'm sure you'll receive in the United States?
Well, no, for me it was quite clear that Germany is different. It's a Protestantic country, more or less, not everywhere, but so Mary has not this big importance like in Italy. In Italy, Mary is one of the most important, saints, and they have so. I was sure before that it would be different in Germany, and it's okay. It's like I think the people that wanted to see the movie did see the movie and that'll like it. I hope
mm-hmm.
because I received as well nice reactions here. It's not that no one said nothing.
Are you looking forward to coming to the United States?
Yes, I do. Absolutely, I do. I'm curious.
Yeah, curious. I think that's kind of neat. I think you'll have a wonderful time here and a wonderful reception. Because again, you took such care of such a precious persona. You gave Mary such dignity. Just in closing, I mean, do you have any final thoughts? Anything that you would like to convey to others out there?
Just a thank you for giving me this time to talk about me and as well about my project in Haiti. That's really nice. And I'm looking forward to come to San Francisco.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here. And for those who would like to learn more about Pens, Paper, and Peace, how can they find out more and how can they help?
Well, we have a page on the internet. It's called pen-paper-peace.org.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're in German, but we are changing this. I hope in a few days we will have some English information as well. And of course we are always happy about little donations or any ideas, because we are a young organization and we are quite open to go new ways, to do new projects, because sometimes there are people which have great ideas and have perhaps they don't have money, but they have a great idea to do something. So we're open to everything.
Wonderful. Yeah, just be ready to say, here I am, do. So. Wonderful. Alyssa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a special edition of Inside the Pages, courtesy of Ignatius Press, inside the film Mary of Nazareth. To learn more about this film, where it can be seen, and how you can bring it to theaters in your area, go to www.maryfilm.com. To hear and or to download this discussion along with many others, go to discerninghearts.com. This has been a production of discerninghearts.com. I'm your host, Chris McGregor. Thank you for joining us.